The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rav Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Dalid. The Gemara, and this Daf, towards the bottom of the Amud Aleph, explains why Shavat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. The Mishnah, earlier on Daf Beis, brought down a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, the first day of Shavat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, and according to Beis Hillel, Tu Bishvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. What's the meaning of Rosh Hashanah for trees? The trees, it's not that the trees are nidoin on Rosh Hashanah. Everything, the briois are nidoin on Rosh Hashanah and Aleph Tishrei. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. That means that if you want to know which year is it considered that it grew during, do we consider the fruits that they grew during the second year of Shemitah or during the third year of Shemitah? Do we consider the Chayiv Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Ani? Are they Chayiv in Shemitah, in the halachas of Shemitah, or not halachas of Shemitah? The Gavidah we follow when the Chanotah happened. If the Chanotah happened before Al Shvat or Tu Bishvat, based on Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, that's when, based on that, is how we judge which year it's considered as being part of. That's one halacha. Another halacha that it pertains to, the earlier Andav Yud, Gemara Andav Yud Amid Aleph, says that the way to count Orla, if you want to know a tree, you have to wait Orla, the first 3 years. The fruits of the tree are Orla, they're also to be eaten. The fourth year, they are considered Netter Revai, they have the halacha like Ma'aser Sheni, they're supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim, or redeemed, and the money is to be used to buy fruits in Yerushalayim. And the fifth year, the fruits are regular chulin, regular tavel. So how do we know how to count the years of the fruit, the years of the fruit that grew on the tree? So to whatever was planted before Aleph Tishrei, Gemara discussed it, it has to be 30 days before, how long before Tishrei, if it was planted before Aleph Tishrei, it's considered that it grew already before Tishrei, it's 1 year, and by Aleph Tishrei it's another year. When it comes to the third Tishrei, it's considered 3 years old. But even after it's 3 years old, the fruits that have Chanotah before Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, according to the way we pass in Lake Beis Hillel, are still part of the year before's count. Only the fruits that have Chanotah after that Shvat are for the next year. After the third Tishrei, then you wait until Tu B'Shvat. Whatever has Chanotah after that Tu B'Shvat will be Neter Revai. In any case, the Gemara says, what's the reason why I judge the year by Shvat, Aleph Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? Why don't you just look at Aleph Tishrei? My time is, says the Gemara, Amr Balaz, Amr Abishia. Unless it says the name of Abishia, Ohio, V'yotu, Ravgish, Meshana. Since by the time we come to Shvat, most of the rain of the year came, ועדיין יואב צקופה מבחוץ. The Gemara says, "My come back here. How do we judge tzkufa mibachutz? How do we judge regish meishano?" The nekuda is, since most of the rain of the year came, that's why it's considered a new year. So the difference of before, that's according to Beis Hol, which is the way we paskin. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah, because before Tu Bishvat, most of the rain of the year came already. So we see that the cause for Tu Bishvat to be the Rosh Hashanah for trees, which makes an afkemina, legabe, maestris, and orla, is because of the season, is because that's when the rain comes. Just like places that have a climate like Eretz Yisrael, the rain comes mostly in the winter. They don't have any rain during the summer. The rain comes during the winter. And the Gemara is saying that most of the rain will be finished already by Tu Bishvat. And because of that, Tu Bishvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. So somebody asked Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, if this is the reason for Tu Bishvat, Oy Bazoy, what's going to be with fruits that grow in the southern hemisphere? Fruits that will grow in South Africa, below the equator, Australia, Argentina, Chile, South America, fruits that come from those locations, how do you count the years of Arla? The Shoyal actually asked about Argentina, but it would apply to all areas below the equator. Since below the equator, the seasons are the opposites, the vice versa of the northern hemisphere. When we have winter, they have summer. When we have summer, they have winter. So, since the whole reason for Tu Bishvat being the Rosh Hashanah is because that's the winter season, and by the time you come to Tu Bishvat, you already finished most of the rain. So if so, Tu Bishvat would not make sense, l'chayra, to be the Rosh Hashanah for the southern hemisphere. And if so, what should they do? Does it make sense that Tu Bishvat should be the Rosh Hashanah or not? If not, what should be the Rosh Hashanah? And so even though Maestris only applied to Eretz Yisrael, which is in the northern hemisphere, but Arla applies to pears that grow even out of Eretz Yisrael, even though the halacha is a drop different. Halachas of Arla, from what grows out of Eretz Yisrael, is a little different than what grows inside Eretz Yisrael. But it has the halachas of Arla. And so, how are we going to judge what's considered Rosh Hashanah li'ilanis to be able to count the years of Arla of fruits that grow in the southern hemisphere? So to this, Tzvi Pesach Frank explained like this. He says, if you look carefully, there's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos how to explain our Gemara. Rashi explains that when the Gemara says most of the rain came, the Gemara means that by that most of the rain came, so the sraf that's in the trees, the liquid that's in the trees, which caused the fruits to grow, came from the most of the rain, from the majority of the rain. The majority of the rain is what's going to make the fruits grow. So, if the majority of the rain came, that's the cause of the growth of the fruit, and that's why we focus on the majority of the rain. That's Rashi. Tosfos over here, the Ramas of Hechel Bishvat, explains a little differently. Tosfos says that It's not the pshat that we're focusing on the rain that came until Tu Bishvat. We're focusing on the rain that came before Tishrei. That by whatever has chanoted before Tu Bishvat is really a product of the rain that came by Tishrei. Really, in essence, the focus, the cause, what the turn of the year is Tishrei. Just by what comes into actuality of having chanote by Tu Bishvat is Chazal told us that chanote of Tu Bishvat happened because until Tu Bishvat happened because of the rain that came before Aleph Tishrei. Once it came Tu Bishvat, which that is the time of when Yotzei Yovel Geshmei Shana, by then things that have chanota after Tu Bishvat are growing from the rain of the next year. So like Tosis, the focus is really on the Tishrei, just that the rain, whatever grew, whatever chanota before Tu Bishvat came from the rain of before Tishrei. Says if Tzvis Pesach Frank, if that's the case, then according to Tosfos, it's not going to make a difference in the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. Madach, in the northern hemisphere, where there's more rain during the winter, nevertheless, we say that whatever had chanote before Tu Bishvat came from the rain that was before Tishrei. So Kolshein in the southern hemisphere, we're going to say, southern hemisphere, if anything, is going to have less rain between Rosh Hashanah, between Aleph Tishrei and Tu Bishvat. Kolshein of Azir, we're going to say that the cause for any fruits that had chanote before Tu Bishvat are the product of the rain that came before Tishrei. So according to Tosfos, says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, our whole shiloh would not be a shiloh, and certainly in the southern hemisphere, we would also count the years of Orla based on Tu Bishvat. Says the Tzvi Pesach, the whole shiloh will only be according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, we're focusing on the rain that came between Tishrei and Tu Bishvat. Since that's the majority of the rain, all that rain that came during that time period is the cause of this chanota that happened before Tu Bishvat. We focus on the majority of the rain. So if so, we have a big question, what to do in the southern hemisphere. Says if see Pesach Frank, that really this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos seems to be a machlokes in Yerushalmi. Seems like two mandamim in Yerushalmi are arguing about this. In any case, says if Tzvi Pesach v'lechoira, even according to Rashi, the southern hemisphere will be the same as the northern hemisphere. And that is because if you look in the Turei Evan explains that according to Rashi, by trees we follow chanote, says the Turei Evan. Since most trees have the same time for chanote, that's why trees are different than other vegetation that we just follow when it grows a third. Other vegetation we follow when it grows a third. By trees, it's different. Then we look at chanote, and we look at chanote of Tu Bishvat. Says the to heaven, it's because since most trees have the same time, that's why we follow the roiv and we were keveya Tu Bishvat. If that's the case, then the southern hemisphere should follow the northern hemisphere. Since most trees are having the Chanot, we're going to follow most of the world. And we're going to say that since most trees, their Chanot is happening before Tu Bishvat, so therefore, trees all over, whether Northern Hemisphere, whether Southern Hemisphere, are going to have the Rosh Hashanah by Tu Bishvat. Whether or not their majority of rain actually comes before Tu Bishvat. In addition, says if Tzvi Pesach Frank, and these reasons based on Rashi, he says it in the name of his son-in-law, it sounds like a son-in-law of his son, his Einikel, that the Chayin is another thing. He says, just like we find that countries that need rain during the summer just like the winter, nevertheless, they don't ask for rain during the summer. Because they follow the other countries. So to over here, Eretz Yisrael is Kaveya. The other countries are following Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, since the Iker Orlo, Min HaTorah, is in Eretz Yisrael, so Chutz La'aretz is Tofel to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore Chutz La'aretz is going to follow the schedule of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Svara that it makes sense that Chutz La'aretz, all other countries are following the Rosh Hashanah schedule of Eretz Yisrael. And just like in Eretz Yisrael, Tu Bishvat is the Kaveya, because in Eretz Yisrael that's when the majority of rain comes, so do all other countries, including the southern hemisphere, are based on Eretz Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael is the main chiyuv of Orla, the Iker Halacha of Orla, the Halachas of Orla are much more common in Eretz Yisrael, so that shows you that the main Halachas of Orla are pertain to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, regarding Orla, all other countries will follow the schedule of Eretz Yisrael. So there's a svara to say that even according to Rashi, we should say that the southern hemisphere has the same Tu Bishvat, has the same Rosh Hashanah for trees, in other words, Tu Bishvat, as the northern hemisphere. And therefore, since you have Toisvis, that for sure is like that, and different svaras that even according to Rashi it's like that, therefore, Tzvi Pesach Frank concludes that in the southern hemisphere, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is Tu Bishvat, just like it is in the northern hemisphere.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.